Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Yeah, for Apricity Finance, those good friends of ours, Linda Toll, you legend, thank you for everything you do for this show and for the game of rugby league. And if you have an ATO tax debt, you need a compliant payment arrangement, just go to apricityfinance.com and they'll help you with a better cash flow. T's and C's apply. They are the best in the business in all seriousness. Raging Bull, over to you, big fella.
Well, it's sort of been a little bugbearer of mine for the last sort of couple of seasons where we sit there in the media and we get asked their opinion on tackles and, you know, issues that are happening in the game, whether it's the chicken wing, the crusher, the head eye, the elbows, you know, whether it's Nelson Asofa Solomona or the Jason Tamalolo tackle from the other night. And I would ask the NRL that they've got to come to the guys and to the ex-players and to the media, whether it's Fox Sports, Channel 9, Triple M, and they've got to sit and explain what the tackles are so we know what the gradings are.
Sure.
For the fans, because I'm watching that game the other night and Jason Tamalolo's tackle, I didn't think it was that bad. When he got 10 in the bin, I was surprised. But then when you see the replay, yes, shoulder in the head, that's that. And then I read that he got 3 weeks. And part of me is thinking, this is the cynical part of me, that if the Cowboys are playing in the grand final and it's the big dance and they need Tamalolo if there's a chance, I'm not sure whether he gets 3 weeks. And then why is the World Cup, why can they go suspend it or like take the suspension and serve it in another competition? You get it in the NRL, but you can go serve it in a World Cup, which I don't get as well. And same as Kenner last night, he gets, what, 6 weeks? Tane Mill gets 6 weeks.
Well, he'll get 7 potentially.
Well, that was only from the South Sydney members. Right? So like his other charge will come from the judiciary. I don't know how he did it. He did it against the Roosters a couple of weeks ago. I think he spent 2 10-minute things in the bin. So I'm confused that he does that last night. He gets 6 weeks. He does it 2 weeks ago in the same competition, which is the final series, and he doesn't. So I think I'm a little bit confused. So I'd hate to see our fans and our members that are sitting at home on the couch and, you know, want to watch their stars play. And I know the show must go on and I see it in horse racing and, you know, how they can get suspended and they serve it after the big finals. But I just need to know the lay of the land. So when I'm talking about it.
You think there's a little bit of...
I just don't know the lay
of
the land.
No consistency. No consistency in the penalties. Jimmy, I mean, just kick out.
Well, there could be consistencies, but we just don't know why.
Should have been suspended last night?
Well, whether or not they're suspended, I don't know. But all stakeholders are guessing. That's the problem. We're all guessing. We don't know. Like, Kikau would have had a sleepless night last night because he just wouldn't have known. What he would have seen that Tamalolo got 3 weeks for a shoulder charge. All right, different outcomes. But you just genuinely don't know. Tane Mill is a great example. 2 head highs against the Roosters. 2 head highs, and he missed a week.
Yeah.
Did he even miss a week?
I don't think he did.
You know,
he got 2 stints in the bin. And
yeah,
then
he got
maybe
2 stints
fine.
In the bin and a fine. And then, you fast forward to this week, and then he's given a, 5 or 6 weeks suspension?
6.
Like, who knows? Like, no wonder people are scratching their head. And Gordy, you do make a point, mate, where you've got to start to ask questions and go, well, are they doing this because they want the stars on the field? And if that's the case, then just be honest about it. I know it'd be difficult to be honest about that, but it's just a lottery for everyone. Everyone's confused. The pundits, the players, the coaches, the fans. No one knows what's going on.
Hoops, where's your take on it? I mean, do you believe that there's one rule for players? I mean, I'm a bit with James in this sense. I thought Vili Kikau dead set. I thought after watching it, he misses the grand final. I thought he'd get a week here, nothing surer. And that's only off the back of what happened to Jason on Friday night, him copping 3 weeks. So then I start with what Gordon's point is. Are we seeing that, hang on, we can't, you know, like there'll be an uproar?
Well, I just need to know because Cameron Smith missed the grand final. I don't know what year it was.
Latrell Mitchell missed one last year.
Latrell broke a bloke's cheekbone. Yeah. So then I get that. But with Cameron Smith, I think he did a
2008.
He did a chicken wing on
Well, no, didn't he nearly, pull Sammy?
And then Sammy Thaiday was the same thing. He was overzealous, and Sammy Thaiday should have got a grade three carry on, right, for it, because he did milk it a little bit. But then Cameron Smith misses. So I don't think that. And then Kickout flies out and hits. And I still haven't watched the footage on exactly where he hits him. But the shoulder charge, it's not where you hit him. The shoulder charge is outlawed.
Gordy, that is exactly the point.
It's not where you hit him.
Yep. Gordy, that is exactly the point. So the message then to the players is...
You can shoulder charge.
If you shoulder charge and pull it off, all you get is a penalty. It's penalty sufficient. That's all it is, which I imagine off, say, a dropout or whatever it may be. If your team's leading and you want to set a tone, pull off a traditional Sonny Bill Williams-style shoulder charge. As long as you don't make contact with the head, it's going to be penalty sufficient.
And then that's the part that is confusing for me. But if they let us all know and the fans know, and we know, yeah, well, that's what you can get away with, and we sit here in the media and we don't contradict ourselves because what we see, the pitch is what we see. We see one weekend and next weekend. I don't know what I'm looking at sometimes.
Yeah, it's all a very valid and reasonable argument. I think we should point out, like, no one's questioning the integrity of the
match review committee
or anybody at the
NRL.
It's
the landscape.
Clearly, right, the one thing that you have to say in relation to when it comes to the match review committee and judiciary charges, it's consistently inconsistent. It's very difficult to follow what penalty is going to suit what punishment. And I'll say this, look, they changed it at the beginning of this season. They did a massive review over the summer. They changed the way that it works. They got new people in there. They stipulated, I mean, we have heard that they want the best players playing in the finals. We have heard that.
I get that too. I get that. But Tamalolo, I don't think his tackle is as bad as Viliami kickouts.
The outcome was different though, wasn't it? So he made contact with the head.
Yeah. And then you go, oh, well, how hard did he hit him in the head? So next time we go, oh, well, he hit him really hard. That's 5 weeks. So just give us the lay of the land so we can sit there. And I think the players need to know too so they can clean it up as well.
Well, Gordy, and also the fans, Hoops, you bring a point, and we're not going to point fingers and question the integrity of the NRL Match Review Committee. But you can understand why fans would be outraged at certain decisions that have happened this year and why they would call on, oh, there's favouritism with this club, favouritism with that club, or this player wants to play Origin, or you've only done that for the finals to keep the final series alive, make it more interesting. You can understand why people would draw that conclusion.
Part of me wouldn't care if the... and then, you know, something happens off the field and it's a suspended fine.
Yeah.
Mm. Or say, like, come on, man. Yeah. Like, which one's the worst look for the game? So, mate, I'm happy for they go, hey, hold on. This is the deal. You've got a $20,000 fine and it goes to the junior rugby league in your area and you go out there and you talk to all the kids and you tell them what it's about. I would love that system. But someone monitors it.
Yeah, well...
Because I don't know
if that's going to happen.
Well, mate, given someone weeks, it doesn't
work.
We've
segued into a bit of Dr. Gordon there, but I like that. That is genuinely a very sharp suggestion.
Great idea. We're like, because players love the cash, because as soon as that, because they want an upgrade, you can't do a good deal anymore if you're a club. You can't get someone at the rate that they should be playing on, because they'll come in and ask for an upgrade. So if you hit them hard in the hip pocket, right, you go, this is the fine, and it's a percentage, but you have to go, and that money is paid to the clubs, whoever, to promote the game in that area. Grassroots, mate, whether you're buying footballs for all the kids and signing them or whatever it is.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.